There's a fourth benefit, and that's simply this. When you and I think in terms of what it means to walk wisely and what the benefits are, certainly this is one of them. Walking wisely walking wisely provides us strength and power from God. Strength and power from God. Look, if you will, in the 24th chapter. 24th chapter, listen to what he says in this fifth verse. He says very clearly, a wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases in power. He says, for by wise guidance you will wage war. In abundance of counselors there's victory. Wise men and women are strong. Now, you say, well, what do you mean strong? Simply this, remember, when you and I are walking moment by moment wisely, asking what's the will of the Father, how does He see this? What does God do? He enables us to see this challenge, for example, from His perspective. Now, from my perspective, I may say, God, I can't do that. Lord, that's too much. I don't know how. I'm too weak. I'm too frail. This is beyond me. But when I look at the same challenge from God's perspective, what happens? He reminds us of this. You'll be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so you and I begin to see things from His perspective. What do we see? We begin to see that the sovereign God of the universe, who is absolutely unlimited in power, is living on the inside of us and made us an awesome promise that He will make us capable. He will enable us to do anything and everything He's called us to do. Therefore, when you and I are facing decisions in our life that we think are just overwhelming, God is there. When I look at it from His perspective, here's what I have to ask. Ask the question, is anything too hard for God? Not, is there anything too hard for us? A lot of things too hard for us. Anything too hard for God? No. Who's living on the inside of you? God's living on the inside of you. Would He ask you to do something He wouldn't enable you to do? No, He would not. Here's what happens. When you and I begin to walk wisely, there is a flow of divine energy. There is a flow of divine wisdom. We begin to see things as God sees them. What is extremely weighty and overbearing over here, from God's perspective, is like a feather. It's not weighty to Him. And what will He do? He will enable us to face, to accomplish, to achieve, to succeed, and whatever He's called us to do. When we walk wisely, we're not walking in our own strength. We're walking in the strength of God. We're thinking God's ways. We're drawing our energy from Him, drawing our strength from Him. We're dependent upon Him. We're relying upon Him. We're looking to Him. We are feasting on Him. It is Christ living on the inside of you, enabling you, strengthening you, governing you, guiding you, guarding you, enabling you to do whatever He wants you to do. How foolish to live without God. When you and I can live our lives and acknowledging moment by moment that my Heavenly Father, who loves me unconditionally, will enable me, will strengthen me, will guide me, energize me, whatever I need, it's going to be there because that's the kind of God He is. What happens? Life takes on a whole different perspective. Because so many people are facing so many difficulties and hardships and trials in their life, that's why they're not happy. That's why there's no contentment. That's why there's no real joy in their life, because when they look at life, life is hard. It's difficult. Their vocation, their marriage, their children, their health, whatever it might be, they can think of enough to give them a nervous breakdown any hour out of 24 hours. All the strife and the stress and all the things that go on. And here's this God who says, walk wisely. I'll give you the energy. I'll give you the strength. What you need will flow through you. You don't have to pump it up. It will flow because it's God's life coursing through our very veins, so to speak, in order to enable us to face it and to overcome it and to achieve it. That's one of the benefits of walking wisely. We are walking in His energy. We are walking in His strength. We are walking in His power. That's what the work of the Holy Spirit is all about in our life. And so somebody says, well, it's walking wisely. I don't know about that. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that if you can gain an in-depth knowledge of God? You mean to tell me that if you can have clear direction for your life and God's divine protection? You mean to tell me that if all of this is a part of walking wisely, submitted to, yielded to, surrendered to, seeing things from God's perspective and responding appropriately and responding according to His biblical principles and having His energy and strength to live by. You tell me something. Give me any other lifestyle that can promise you that. You cannot.